Here comes War of the Roses on KDWB.
Is they cheating? Of course they're cheating. Hear the whole story on War of the Roses right now on KDWB.
So I looked up what War of the Roses means, because it's like, why do we call this bit War of the Roses? So it turns out that 400, 500 years ago in England, there were two different families feuding for the throne.
All right.
And they both had a rose for their family crest icon.
Okay.
So there was a white rose and a red rose, and they both represented this family and then this family. And it lasted like 50 years, so they call it actually Wars of the Roses.
You know who won? Did the white or red rose
win? I don't know. But it went on and on and on, and then people got killed, and there were wars, and there were people. It was like a really ugly story where there was a 12-year-old who took over the throne of England, and then his uncle somehow killed him and his brother so his uncle could take the throne.
Jeez.
So it was called Wars of the Roses.
No kidding. Okay.
And that's why I guess we got this name, War of the Roses. So,
a lot less aggressive version on our station.
Exactly. Nobody's died so far. Let's talk to Max and find out what's going on. Max, why are you here on War of the Roses on KWB to set up to see whether your girlfriend might be cheating? What's going on?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm just suspicious.
Okay. Yeah. That's usually what starts it. Yeah.
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, I'm supposed to meet with my girl at lunch, and she's late. So I'm calling her. I'm like, what's going on? She doesn't answer her phone, and she always answers her phone.
Okay.
I'm like, what the hell's going on, man?
Well, then you get a little bit worried, too. It's like, oh, my God. Yeah, it's like, why is she not answering her phone?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, what? So she gets there, and she's like, you won't believe what happened. I'm like, okay, tell me. She's like, I had to chase an owl out of the house. I'm like, an owl?
That's what my reaction would be to, an owl?
A freaking owl? I'm like, are you sure it was an owl? And she's like, yeah, there's an owl in the house. I was like, so, okay, how'd the owl get in the house? And she's like, I don't know. He probably pecked a hole in the siding.
Okay, I've never found a bird in my house. I've found a bird in the garage before.
Okay.
And I've had squirrels in my chimney in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
But never had an owl. We used to get birds in the attic. Now that I think about it, they would peck a hole like through the plywood or
Seriously?
Something.
Seriously?
And there would get birds trapped in the attic, and you find a dead bird up there.
Okay.
So, but she found an owl in the house and can't explain how it got in there. Okay. I mean, it's plausible.
So she's late because she's trying to get an owl out of the house.
Did she get the owl out of the house?
The whole story just sounds fishy to me.
Yeah. No, it does,
okay,
for sure.
But see, I don't agree, because I would think that if
Susan... Are owls out in the daylight? Aren't they
not usually
to be, like, nocturnal?
They're nocturnal, yeah. But, I mean, if Susan said, I'm late because there's a freaking owl in the house, I'd be like, you wouldn't make that up. I'd be like, oh, my God, did it do any damage? Is it okay?
Does she have a picture or anything of it? Because I would take a picture.
No pictures.
Yeah, see, that's where it's suspect.
I don't think it's fishy. I think that she...
I would have taken a video, you know?
Same.
I mean, I guess when you're thinking about it, but she eventually did get the owl out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a bath towel, walking around swinging a bath towel at it.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of scary, because it'd be swooped at you.
They have long little nail things. They'll come at you, little talons.
Yeah.
Once had a dissect, like, I got like an owl pellet, and you break it apart and did that with like the mouse, and that was gross, but that something I did, yeah.
So she gets the owl... Do you know if it was a big owl, like a great horned owl, or was like a small barn owl?
Question, Dave.
I mean, seriously, I'm picturing like a giant owl.
I think it was just like a little bird, man.
But she's just calling an owl.
So as far as you know, it could have been a robin or a finch.
Or it could have been nothing and just made up.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. You're like, oh my God, it's an owl.
So you're kind of laughing about this, but you're like, well, is that a good reason why she's late? I wouldn't think that's suspicious, because how much time would that buy her?
Yeah.
How late was she? Was it 15 minutes or an hour and a half?
No, it was like 45 minutes.
Okay.
You're nicer than I am. I would have left. I would have left lunch and been like, okay, they're not coming.
Okay. Okay, so there goes the owl story. So then what else happens?
Okay, so just the other day, my friend John, he's a handy guy, so he's helping install a ceiling fan. So I'm at work, and he goes over there to install the fan. And afterwards, he calls me. He's like, bro, I got to tell you something. He's like, I'm pulling up to the house, and I see a guy come out of the house and leave. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, and Stephanie was home, so it looked really suspect.
Yeah, now that is definitely suspicious.
I mean, is it, though?
Yeah, if a woman left most people, if they come to your door, if they're like a delivery person, they're selling you something, they don't come in your house. They come to the door, you talk to them. That's it. And so why would a random guy be in the house? I mean, of course, there could be a million explanations, but I'm like him, where I would think everything is suspicious.
So have you asked Stephanie about the guy coming out of the house?
No, I feel like she's going to tell me another lie.
Okay, so you're worried now that if you say, oh, what was up with the guy coming out of the house? John said he saw a guy coming out of the house. She'll be like, ah, that was like my brother or a solicitor or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where War of the Roses comes in. So we set a trap to an unsuspecting person who doesn't know, and hopefully they're unsuspecting, when we call and say, hey, we're calling from your cable company and we're going to give you a survey. And if you take this, you know, 3-minute survey, we will then give you roses to send anywhere you want to. But it's roses this time. So we're not going to send roses because women don't normally send roses to a male partner.
No, we usually do like a class. So it could be an assortment of classes, like a wine tasting class, a horseback riding class.
You did archery one time?
I did archery one time. No one picks archery, so I gotta think of something else.
Okay. Well, we'll call Stephanie. Fallon will give her the little trick, set the trap, and see who she chooses for this couple's activity. She's going to make sure it's clear it's a couple's activity.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. We'll make that phone call next. And then after that, we're going to talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to see what he thinks of the whole thing.
To the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
All right, a little reset in case you missed the first part of War of the Roses. Kind of funny. So he's dating this woman, and I think they live together. And so he's like, meet me for lunch. We're going to meet down at the Olive Garden for lunch or whatever. She shows up 45 minutes late. No phone calls, not answering texts. She finally shows up, and she's like, you wouldn't believe this. I'm late because there was a freaking owl in the house, and I had to chase an owl out of the house. He's like, an owl?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, it's a freaking owl. I had to get the owl out of the house. And he's like, okay. So then he kind of puts that aside. A couple of days later, his friend, I think John, goes over to install a fan, like a ceiling fan, because John knows how to do that. So John says, bro, I pulled up in front of your house, and as I pull up, there's a guy walking out the front door.
Ew.
And I didn't say anything to him, but what's that all about? Who is this guy? So now our War of the Roses guy who initiates the whole thing thinks the owl story was made up. She was messing with somebody else. Some guy's walking out of the house and was busted by electrician John. But he hasn't told her about that because he knows she'll just lie. He thinks that if you say, it was just my brother. So let's find out. We're going to make a phone call to her and set a little trap and say, all right, you get a date night. Here's a romantic date night. Who do you want to take along with you? Hopefully it's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And not the funniest text we got was the guy who left the house was probably some sort of owl salesman.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
An owl salesman. I love it. Well, all right, let's make the phone call here on KDWB.
Hello.
Very fun couples classes as a way of saying thank you for helping us out with some feedback today. Let me tell you the three options we have for you and your partner. A wine tasting class, a pottery class, and then an axe throwing kind of class. Do any of those sound fun? Yeah.
That's so cool. I've always wanted to do like a pottery class. That sounds fun.
I did one of those one time, and the pottery was so bad, even after it was finished, they like tell you to come back and pick it up later. I never went back and picked it up because I was like, I don't need this crappy cup sitting around my house. So I hope you have better luck than I do. Also, we'd love to get the name of your guest. We'll put that on the reservation for you. So who do you want to take this class with?
Max.
So everything looks good so far.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really as far as we can go.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you what's going on. Stephanie, I want to ask you, have you ever heard of KDWB, the radio station?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the bit we do where we try to catch people who might not be faithful, and it's called War of the Roses?
Yeah.
You have.
Wait, is that what this is?
That is what this is, yeah. You see, the thing is, you never expect it. I think it's one of the reasons why people fall for it, because they never expect it.
Well,
it's like winning the lottery.
And you did set up the couples event with Max, which, if you've heard the bit, you know that means Max is on the phone listening in.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you a question. Who's the guy John saw coming out of the house? Because I just need to know.
What?
So what happened was, let me kind of back up and explain here a little bit. So here's what you don't know. So Max called us and said there's a couple of things, and we'll get to the owl story in a little bit. But he said that John, his buddy, came over to put a ceiling fan in. When he pulled up, there's a guy walking out of your house, and then he walks away, and he's like, all right, I believe the owl story. Who is this guy? And when was this? Was this like a week ago, or when was this, Max? Do you remember?
Yeah, this was like a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Right.
So, valid question.
So, who's the guy, Stephanie?
Oh, my gosh. Would you? No, that was Jay from down the street, you dummy. I lent him our, whatchamacallit, the telescope porch light changer thing, and he was returning it. Ew. What are you even thinking?
Why was he in the house?
Because I just told you he was returning a changer for the porch light. I just said that.
You have to come inside for that?
Oh, my God, you lunatic. Jesus. Where is he coming from?
Jay, I'm going to tell you, or I'm sorry, Max, I'm going to be honest with you. It sounds like, I don't think she could have made that up that fast off the top of her head. A telescoping porch light changer?
I don't even know what that is. What is that? What is that?
It's this weird thing.
It basically, so if you have a porch light way above your sidewalk or above your porch, you don't want to get a ladder for it. Uh-huh. You stick it up there, and it's like you pop it onto the light bulb, and then you unscrew it so you don't have to climb up on a ladder. Yeah,
exactly.
So that's your story, and you're sticking with it. So do you? Can I quiz you for a second, though, Stephanie?
Sure, I'm ready.
You had an owl in your house?
Yeah, there was a owl in my house. What do you want?
Try not to swear. But so, how did an owl? I have so many questions. How did an owl get in your house?
I don't know. Well, how does an owl get into anyone's house?
Valid.
Thank you. Like, it probably pecked its way through a hole or something in the siding. I don't know.
How did you get it out of the house then? Because you eventually got it out.
You like banging pots and pans around like a psychopath and just like screaming? I mean, just, you know.
That's how you get rid of a bear. I didn't know it worked on owls also. So if you ever have a bear in your house, Stephanie, you bang the pots and pans together, scream at it. That'll get the
best. Good to know. Thanks, Dave.
Was it genuinely, Stephanie, level with me?
Yes.
Was it genuinely an owl, or did you just say owl because that sounds more dramatic than a robin?
No, it was an owl. Oh, my God. Do you guys not know what an owl looks like?
Well, of course I know what an owl looks like, but I would probably say an owl, too. I'd say it was a hawk.
Yeah.
I'd say a freaking bald eagle.
It had its big, beady eyes, and there is an owl family, I think, down the street somewhere because I hear them hooing and hooting.
All right.
So, well, Max, listen, this is what we set out to find out, whether she would send or go on the little couple's outing with somebody else. She chose you. The owl story seems to, you know, to work. And so does the story about the telescope light changer. What are you thinking right now, Max?
I think everything's good. I think I was just getting a little in my head and, you know how things go when things look suspicious, you know, you want to find out.
I get it.
Well, if you see anything suspicious, make sure you get it on the radio right away on War of the Roses. Everything good? We cool then, Stephanie? Max, you good?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it's all right. Yep, sounds good. Max.
We'll call this one the unwanted house guest.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the owl in the kitchen. I'm not
the
really
unwanted
sure.
Unwanted hooter.
That could be good, too. Adriana, you heard the whole War of the Roses. What are your thoughts, Adriana?
Hear me out.
Okay.
She's lying.
What?
Hear me out. She's lying.
She's lying. Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you really think so? You don't think the owl could have been? What makes you think the owl story is unbelievable?
I understand the owl, like, could be in the house, but my first reaction would be, like, to call my fiancé, like, there's a flipping owl in the house.
That's
what
a good
do
point.
I do?
Yes. My first reaction would have probably been that, and then to get a video of it and go like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I would have gone on Facebook Live and been like, guys.
You got to see this one. That's crazy. Hey, big shout out to the Monticello 10U fast pitch softball team heading down to Nationals this morning. They are listening to War of the Roses. And Adriana, have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Also listening to the show this morning, Jonathan Fogel, attorney at law, family attorney. Good morning, Jonathan. Would you take up the argument of this woman? Would you back her up as an attorney? Would you say, yes, Your Honor, I swear there was an owl in the living room. Would you back her story up?
you know, if that's what my client told me, it would be my obligation to back up that story for her.
Okay.
Would you pull the client aside and say, come up with a better one?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever do that as an attorney? Do you ever have to say, pull them aside? They're never going to believe you were abducted by UFOs.
I say, here's what the court might believe. So let's go with that story.
Okay. What did you get out of today's War of the Roses with the owl?
Well, you know, look, this could be a good thing, right? In a lot of cultures, owls are symbols of wisdom and understanding and a new beginning. So, you know, who knows? Maybe that's what this is in store for this couple. But, you know, what I took from it is this whole idea of an animal in the house reminded me of a case where the wife absolutely hated that her husband would go fishing every weekend mm-hmm. and not spend time with her. So when the husband was actually awarded the house in the divorce, she was really upset. So before she moved out, she went and got a bunch of fish, dead fish, and put them in the vents and in the attic of the house before he moved back in.
Oh, that's dirty. Mm. Is there a legal penalty for planting dead
there
fish
better be.
In the house?
Well, in that case, she was chastised pretty hard by the court and lost a lot of credibility when it went to trial. And I think in that case, the judge probably took that into consideration when awarding other property as well as looking at custody as what kind of crazy things this woman would do.
Wow. Let's talk about pets, because pets are a big thing in a divorce or a separation or whatever with custody. What about pets?
Well, look, pets can be really emotional, especially, you know, for people that don't have kids. But even when those that have kids, right, the question is, you know, what is going to happen with the family pet in a divorce? And what we have to remember is that pets in Minnesota are considered personal property, which means they're subject to some sort of equitable division or what's fair, right? So when deciding who keeps Buddy, the family dog, or Fido, right, the courts look at who's primarily responsible for the dog, right? Who's taking it to the dog vet, who's feeding it, taking for a walk, maybe cleaning up the poop in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
those kind of things, right? And if there's children, they really look at, you know, the attachment of the children to the dog. I will say in my situation, when I got divorced, our dog went back and forth with the kids when we exchanged parenting time, because for us, that was a really sense of security for the kids, and it helped them with that transition.
Yeah. Okay, so the pets are kind of like personal property, mm-hmm. but they're also like very important.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I've seen cases where the courts have ordered visitation with a pet.
There's your little pet.
It is,
that's your
yeah.
little Josie or your yeah. little Elliot. Get a hold of Jonathan Fogle. He's got a website. It is Fogle Family Law. Get your free consultation. Hey, listen, if you're headed down that road, don't go in there unarmed. Don't buy some of those legal kits online. Get a qualified attorney. Get a good attorney who's done this for 25, 26 years like Jonathan, and he will get you through this process and walk you through the whole thing. FogleFamilyLaw.com for a free consultation. Jonathan, thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, you have a great week. Take care.
All right, we'll see you next time.